SBS Filipino sa radyo, online at mobile.
Dagsana naman nga ang mga kwento ng pagmamahalan at sa ganitong mga panahon, may ilang mga negosyo rin po na namumukadkad. Sino ba namang hindi kikiligin kapag nakatanggap ng regalo at bulaklak mula sa minamahal? Pero ayon po sa nakapanayam kong florist na si Diana De Borja ng Blooming Tales, trending o mas nauuso na ang pagbigay ng preserved flowers ngayon. Everlasting bouquet po kung tawagin nila itong mga makukulay na pinatuyong bulaklak na tulad ng pagmamahal, hindi daw nalalanta.
There's a few reasons why I love using preserved or like everlasting florals and even dried florals over fresh ones. It's become more available now to have this amazing variety of colors and types of flowers that last for months, if not years, if you take care of them. And it means that, you know, especially for lazy people like me, you don't have to wash a vase like every few days or replace the water. It doesn't require any maintenance at all. And the fact that there's so much versatility and variety in all the flowers now that are preserved, and they've got such beautiful colors. It's sad, and also just knowing that we're not, you know, chopping up roses and chucking them out within a week. So I feel like it's a good investment too.
Nasa 90% ng sariwang bulaklak sa Australia ay ini-import pa mula sa ibang bansa. At dahil kapos ang supply dulot ng pandemya, sumipa ang presyo ng mga bouquet, partikular ang rosas, bago pa man ang Valentine's Day. Kaya alternatibo ng mga naghahanap ng ecological at economical na regalo ang dried at preserved flower arrangements. At nang dumami naman ang mga plantitos at plantita o plant parents dahil sa lockdown, mas pinipili na rin ng marami ang mga nakatanim na halaman kaysa sa mga pinitas na rosas. Kaya isinama na rin ni Diana ang mga potted plants sa kanilang mga tinda.
The other one is actually indoor plants becoming a big thing too. It's such an easy hobby to get into, and it just gives your office or your bedroom or your living room a breath of fresh air. That people are finding that as a really nice alternative to the traditional red roses, because they can take care of it, keep it, and yeah, a lot of people, it turns into a collective sort of hobby, and before you know it, you have 20 plants in your house. Yeah, I think people are definitely looking for more thoughtful and customized designs, and as well as long lasting. That's been the trend that we've seen so far.
Kasama ni Diana ang kapatid na si Dulce sa pag-aasikaso ng negosyo. Madalas silang pumuesto sa mga local markets at aktibo din sa social media. Bukod sa flower business, sinamahan na rin nila ito ng workshop sa mga flower arrangement at paggawa ng terrarium. Hindi lang kasi pang Valentine's patok ang mga bulaklak.
What was really cool that, like, even through lockdown, we were able to reach out and connect and teach people while they were in the comfort of their own home. So we were able to create terrarium kits, get them couriered out, and run a little online session. You can even organize it for example, team work bonding sessions. I've done quite a few of those. Or hens. We've done preserved flower crown workshop. But yeah, best way is Instagram, really. It's Blooming Tales Sydney, and it's T-A-L-E-S.
Namana naman ang magkapatid ng kanilang, sa kanilang mommy ang hilig sa halaman, kaya suportado ng buong pamilya nila ang kanilang libangan na nauwi na sa kabuhayan.
Well, my parents were always into orchids in the Philippines. And so, and mom, you know, used to take us on walks on weekends, and she'd be one of those people that stops and smells the roses. And every now and then maybe take a stem or two. And so I guess appreciation of flowers came from there.
At ngayong araw ng pag-iibigan, hindi naman daw kailangang maging sukatan ng ganda kung may natanggap kang regalo o wala, o kahit single ka pa, dahil maraming klase ng pag-ibig na pwedeng ipagdiwang sa mundo na hindi umaasa kay Cupido.
I guess true love is loving yourself and being able to share your love and happiness with others. And yeah, hopefully not everyone just sees Valentine's Day as being for couples, but, you know, celebrating with your friends and family as well. So, yeah, I hope everyone enjoys the day and just embraces the fact that a lot of other people are also just celebrating love.